violent sickness, altering the very form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But five seasoned adventurers, Allegan, Gnome Sorcerer, Mativus, Varana Samurai, Nydia, Hag Hedgewitch, Ogan the Anvil, Human Cleric, and Ravy, Half-Orc Magus Librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for the Great Old Ones.
Positivity, as if someone would wear, but it's a small ring. It's not something you wear around your neck. It seems more like a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I put it on. Do I feel anything?
Holy shit. Okay. I need a will save.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Poop.
Oh,
I touched the thing with the one, but you're the one going to lose a hand.
Oh, we're going to see what happens here. Oh.
I got a 21.
Dang. That's not enough.
It's not?
No. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to hit the restroom. We'll be right back.
Okay. The DM has to meditate. Oh, oh man.
Man, I don't think it's a friendship bracelet.
Maybe he looks at you like, you shouldn't have touched that.
Just out of curiosity, Nadia, what is your alignment?
Oh, she is a little bit evil.
Ooh. Yeah, oh, I was going to say, that's not a good thing, probably.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember. Neutral evil.
Yeah.
I'm in the room alone.
No, if I had to theorize, there might be either an alignment change or a negative reaction to opposing alignments.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's from a druid dude.
we have the same patron though.
But you all are evil, and druids are happy nature walkers. They're hippies.
Some ancient magic you're dealing with too. I mean, it's like not something you're accustomed
Coachella
to.
Coachella versus the Electric Daisy Carnival. They're not two festivals that go together.
I try really hard to use my hag powers for good.
I don't think the beats care.
You know that scene in Golden Child where he's like, I want the night. Please.
Hopefully you won't be Nadia one hand after this.
Listen, I rolled a one and I touched the disc. I'm okay. I'm
hoping she's not.
What's your alignment?
Physical body.
I'm neutral.
Okay, well you're what, true neutral?
Yeah.
She's neutral evil. If this is something that's like,
Good Google.
We'll see.
All right. There's stuff that's written. So. Okay.
Everyone's clenching.
If I feel anything weird, I hold up my wrist and I say, I'm trying to be a really nice hag, Full Trace. I'm trying.
I'm reading word for word.
Okay, go for it. I'm ready.
Pain. Just pain. Okay. You scream, your body shudders in an insane spasm of uncomfortable horror. You see in this very moment all of the plants growing. You are keenly aware of all of the blood in your body moving. You are perfectly in tune with every mote of dust that drifts through the air. All of it sounds like an avalanche all around you.
I'm turning into a vampire.
Kinda. You spasm. Your body contorts, and every toxin, oil, ingrown hair, dead skin follicle, anything that would be considered poisonous, toxic, or unnatural falls off of you like detritus. You feel dehydrated and tired, but you have never felt more healthy. You feel like you may have almost just died. And whatever has happened to you is horrifying on a cosmic level and will haunt you for the rest of your days. You also now have a +2 to your AC naturally, and your eyes have changed to a yellowish amber color. I know
my,
you think
my one
that,
eye.
No, no.
Oh.
No, no, no. Your eyes have changed to a yellowish amber color.
So I look around the room.
We all heard her scream,
I'm so drawn.
I'm right next to her, so I'm screaming for everyone to come into the room.
I would say the only person who could make a roll right now would be Ravy. So Ravy, go ahead and throw me a history roll.
Alright.
Yeah, it's good enough. It's just good enough. Barely good enough.
Better than my roll.
Yeah, she's definitely got the eyes of a fae. She's not a, she doesn't show any other signs, but those eyes are not normal. Like, something has happened to her.
Oh, wait. So, do I have two eyes in my head right now?
You have two eyes in your head right now. You also have no scars, no blemishes.
You're clean. You're looking, like, fresh and new.
You would know that that's weird, because while we haven't, like, gone over our character descriptions, I gave my eye to someone 20 years ago who was injured to repair their injury. I have had one eye for 20-something years.
Yeah, its perception is messing with you. You feel dehydrated. You feel exhausted. Your skin feels tight. Any signs of age... any wear and tear that would have gone into a body has been erased.
And we would all notice this from knowing what she
normally
looks
like. Oh, hell
yeah, yeah,
you're all real.
I'm freaked out right now. Probably the first thing that could tear me away from this book right now.
No, it's horrifying. You've watched, I mean, it's terrifying what just transpired in front of you. It is as if a living entity, a human being, molted.
Do I still feel like a hag?
Yes, but you also feel incredibly uncomfortable in your own skin.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Ooh.
Are you okay?
What just happened to you?
What happened?
Your eye.
I was... my eyes.
Your eyes? You can see two eyes.
I was talking to Fultrace, and I felt like she told me I needed to pick up this bracelet, and I put it on, and it was terrible. It hurt so bad. Like I know how every person in the community has ever felt from having an injury or being sick or giving birth to a child all at once.
That's fairly accurate, actually. Yeah.
But I also feel good.
It is as if experiencing birth and giving birth at the same time. That's what I wrote in my flavor text, because I couldn't think of a more... I couldn't think of another way to describe it. It's as if both are happening at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
Yeah.
Did we learn nothing from the cursed armor incident? Let me look at things first before we just go slapping them on.
I also trust Fultrace as well, so...
And she told you to put it on?
I just had a feeling. I don't know that she told me to put it on, but I had a feeling.
You're projecting a little bit.
He has got her eye back.
Can I roll detect magic on this thing?
Sure.
I hold out my wrist.
I mean, you put it on already, but I'm just curious.
The caster check is 18. Yeah, you have a feeling that the 30 beads that comprise this bracelet, which now look more like subdermal piercings underneath her wrist.
Oh, it's underneath my skin.
Yeah, it's now moved under your skin.
Okay.
And now cannot be removed by anything short of a greater miracle. You feel like each of these beads probably had a charge, and putting the whole thing on activated all 30 charges.
All 30 charges.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I detected that magic.
Yeah, that's a big bad magic. That's some old ancient Wahigas.
Ancient magic. So.
So is it still magical?
I mean, yes, in a sense. But you can't take it off or remove them.
Can I? Because I'm looking at Identify now,
mm-hmm.
and it's different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because it used to take hours to perform and to read.
Yeah, they made it like we used it.
Yeah, can I use Identify to see if I can figure out what this thing was supposed to do?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely some sort of nature-based cure-all magic.
Plus, this is a magic that's outside of our normal ken anyway, right. Because it's druidic and it's something that we only heard of in fairy tales.
It was said it was a natural cure-all?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
So, Nadia, I'm not 100% sure on this, but you know that cure you've been looking for?
Yeah.
I think you just took 30 doses of that at one time.
Oh.
What a waste.
Oh, the ramifications are very interesting. There's a...
Okay,
there's a slew of stuff that could be possible now.
Maybe she can feed the cure?
Ow. She's a hag. She has the ability to consume people.
So that passes through my head?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole... you got a textbook, essentially, that needs to be studied. And you basically rewritten a small fraction of reality by putting that on. Good job! That was awesome! As a storyteller, that's fun as hell for me. But you guys are... Oh, man. You're in some serious shit right now on a cosmic level. This is gonna be awesome.
Oh, boy.
So what's everybody doing?
I'm kind of dumbfounded that my friend just regenerated an eye.
Yeah, that's creepy in and of itself.
Kin.
Oh, did anything change on the map when she did that?
Mm-mm. Well, the blip that was moving towards the ice coast, it's still moving.
Oh, okay.
Something's traveling back there.
Hmm. It's been a busy day.
Is there any way to... I want to go look at that footlocker again, see if there's any... You said it looked like some items were missing?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to kind of see what those might have been?
Sure, go for it.
All right, let me find my map here. I'll just come down here. And take a gander inside the trunk.
From what you're guessing, it looks like there was other tomes, other books, that have been removed. And you're not necessarily sure why there was one left, unless somehow it was obfuscated by to the thief. It was somehow made so that it could not be seen by eyes looking for it. Because it was in plain sight. And it seems like they took all the other books, but not that one.
Okay.
I'm going to explain. I'm going to go ahead and say that this book of Malik, seems very special. It even might contain a cure, currently. I'm not sure because it's too early in my readings, I'd need to study it a lot more, but there's something very special about this book.
That's a relief, since it seems like I wasted 30 cures just now. And I don't tell people about my idea of trying to eat someone who's sick.
I'm fine with that.
I recommend, since Gregory's out of it at the moment, we keep this book between us. Because we don't want this demon fella knowing what we've got.
Well, they're going to be a little curious when she shows up with two amber eyes.
They don't know what you get.
They've never seen her.
They don't know us.
They
only know our names.
Well, how common are amber eyes?
They're not.
Yeah, exactly.
We could just say that she looked into some star stuff.
They're the color out of space and time. It's cool.
Yeah. You know, she took 30 cures.
That's it. I mean, just the math alone is crazy.
I'm going to look
to Mativius and say, I think we should investigate the rest of this place.
Okay, and I think everyone should not put on anything they find.
I feel great shame.
The wise course of action, Mativius.
Maddie used to have a rule that was like, don't lick it, don't touch
it. Don't lick it, don't touch it. Don't put your hand in it.
If it's made of human flesh, leave it alone.
I'm not both still.
If it takes more than one sentence or less than three words to describe, don't touch it.
There was just, so you thought it was fun.
Everything resonates with a holy energy, except the carp.
Yeah, the carp. The carp is awesome.
Check that carp out.
Do you feel anything from this book or the room or where we're at this point?
You feel woozy. That's what you feel.
Okay.
Maybe Nydia should lay down for a moment.
Yeah, I look paler than usual. And
No, your skin is radiant.
Oh, but I feel...
And you look great. To me, you look like you just put on fresh Maybelline.
You got bronzer? You look on point.
I feel a little woozy, and I feel like I want to crawl out of my skin a little bit, but that's it.
Is she now also giving off a similar positive vibe to the wood around us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are glowing from within, much as the wood, much as myself to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
As
you
if,
a happy
like...
tree person now?
But like, does my emotions and desires has that changed?
Your personality, wills, emotions, and desires remain the same.
Okay.
But you're manifesting, because of what has happened, a positive energy. You radiate as the tree radiates.
Even though I'm neutral evil.
Yes.
I'm...
The tact alignment will show you as lawful good.
Oh, lawful good.
Yeah.
Oh,
whoa.
Right.
Change your alignment?
No.
Her
alignment hasn't changed. Detect will show her alignment.
Oh, okay. I got it.
So now
we run
that could be pretty useful.
So now if we run across a paladin.
Yeah, they're going to think she'll
be less likely.
Lawful good.
No idea. The paladin.
He'll be really confused.
She's literally a paradox right now.
And that's why I feel like I don't belong in my own body a little bit.
So which way are you guys going? Are you going to go this way? Or are you going to go this way?
I'm going to head this way.
I'll come with you.
Likewise.
Where's the clicker? I didn't see a click, right? You're going to head that way?
There it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
We're heading
it finally north. Went off.
Here we go.
Well, I'll say to Nadia though, like, don't go past, don't leave the tree yet, because you might like blow up.
Don't put any more strange jewelry.
Ha ha, Tavis.
You guys can move into the room.
Whoa.
I'm waiting for y'all. I feel a bit more cautious right now.
You've learned a very valuable lesson.
I can't imagine why.
I'll keep an eye out.
Okay.
Nadia.
This room is expansive. The roof of it towers some 40 feet above you guys. You seem to be somewhere directly underneath the massive glade tree. As you enter the room, to your left, you can see a small pool of crystalline blue water slowly rippling as it collects runoff from the moss and vine work that grows and coils across the walls. Bright emerald leaves sprout from the natural wooden walls. So that's what you see here. Okay. So there's that right there. There's the water.
Gotcha.
This is all natural growth. All these little vines and leaves are natural growth over here.
I can't help but notice that red splat.
Oh, we're going to get to the red splat. there's some whatnots and so forth that are about, you know, I'm going to show you guys here.
Maybe it was raining. Maybe there's a leak. It rained some gore.
Maybe the painter fell down.
Oh, yeah, that's clearly what it is, a painter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Amber, we are so not in Kansas anymore.
A massive wooden being, something close to 15 feet tall. It's laying in a heap on the ground. Bits of its wooden flesh seem to be blighted, and parts of its body have been ripped away.
Smaller, like shaped humanoid, or
yes, like a humanoid shaped entity.
Made out of wood.
That's made out of wood. Are you familiar with the Spriggan? They're like,
yes,
they're smaller versions of Ents, essentially, living tree manifestations that are humanoid in shape. They have eyes and a mouth, but they're made of trees. These four piles are actually smaller wooden beings. They're only about 5 feet tall, and they lay scatter about like ragdolls. Their wooden limbs seem to be weirded and blighted in horrible ways. Their wooden faces, albeit inhuman, are locked in visages of pain, and bits of blight and rot seem to fester on them.
Like active pain. They're still...
No, they're okay. They're in a rictus. It is as if they have expired, and they expired in a great deal of pain.
Ravi wants to inspect the body.
I'll go with you. I just don't want to go by myself right now.
Same. I'll draw my weapon just to be safe.
Vativus is the smart one.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah, poke him.
No, I'm yeah.
Poke it with the pointy end.
All right, so you're over at the body. It is the body of a hag. Dressed in moth-eaten clothes, it lays crumpled in a pool of her own blood next to more disturbed glyphs. You can see that they're across the mouth of the cave over here. You can see that there's been glyphs that are disturbed. This whole area has been wiped away, much like the glyphs at the entrance.
Right.
I thought you said hags wouldn't live here.
I did say that.
I'm talking an idea.
Oh, okay.
I would like to look at their hands, whoever this hag is.
All right. You gonna inspect a hag?
Yeah.
You're looking at her hands. She has long, stained, dexterous fingers.
They are stained with the same stuff as the symbols.
Yep.
Same colors.
As if she was the one that made the handprints. Wiping away the glyphs.
Well, I would have to carry her body or her hand over to the prince at the front to know for sure. I think that she maybe was the intruder or one of the intruders.
Want to make a perception roll while you're there?
I do.
Okay.
I said that to... Why did it click twice? I only clicked once, so my 9.
It's cool. 9's enough. You needed a 7. It looks as if someone has dug into the right side of her face and removed the cheek and eye area, including the eye.
one-eyed hag.
Her large, long, dexterous fingers are stained with arcane dust. Clearly, she's the one who disturbed the wards. For what purposes, though? Anybody's guess. And she also has a large leather scabbard with her. The scabbard looks like it was supposed to hold a greatsword. And it's adorned, it's adorned with seven faces.
What are these? Are any of the faces anything from the hag goddess?
Well, I can explain them to you if you'd like.
Yeah?
All right.
Do you need me to...
No, I could. I mean, it's very well-tooled leather.
Okay.
All right. The first face is a blindfolded, beautiful female fae with long, dark hair. The second face is a draconic female with a slash running from above her left eye to under her right eye, crossing the bridge of her nose. Her hair falls in ringed curls, and she has false four small horns that jut up through her hair. The next face is a stone-faced man with a very bushy beard. The next face is a three-eyed female fae with short, spiky hair and filed teeth. All of her teeth are filed to points. The next face is an emaciated fae male with sunken-in eyes and jagged marks across his lips and chin. He has goat horns but that jut from his forehead, but you can't tell if they're riddled with pockmarks or blemishes or what because it's carved on leather, so the depth is still two-dimensional. And yeah. that hasn't been tooled too much. The sixth face is a young half-elf-looking gentleman with a wry grin and a hawk on his shoulder. Am I going too fast?
No, but no. Are any of these descriptions sounding familiar, from mythology?
We'll get there in a second.
Okay.
But there's one more face. The seventh face... which seems to be right in line with the only two faces that are side by side. The rest of them seem to kind of follow the pattern of the hair of the first face down the scabbard. And towards the base of the scabbard, there's a young half-elf looking gentleman with a hawk on his shoulder. And directly next to him is a massive owlbear skull with the eyes of a man and a string of bones hanging where its neck would be. Now,
can I make a knowledge religion roll?
I was going to say, I got rolls for... We got all sorts of rolls. So let's start with the rolls. We'll start with Nadia, because she's the one looking at it. And then we'll jump to Jimbo, because you're the one that said something. And then we'll go from there.
Sure.
Cool pink. So first, Nadia, what do you want to roll? You get to pick one.
Roll it. Well, I want to ask Ravy with all the books that you've read on mythology, do these faces look familiar to you? Because I'm wondering if it's familiar mythology. So can I give her, is that a help action?
Yeah, you can give her +10. Now there's four categories that you can roll in. There's only going to be, knowledge-wise, there are only going to be four of these that any of you will know.
Okay.
Even if you rolled 30s, there's just some information that's going to be hidden from you. So the four of these you are going to be able to discern between yourselves. You may roll Arcane, Knowledge Religion, Knowledge the Planes, and Knowledge Nature. Okay? So between the two of you, you may make the first roll of one of those four. It is your choice what you wish to roll. That looks like a Knowledge Arcane, 31 with a +10, making it 41. So you recognize that the draconic female with the slash running across her face is the representation of greed. She is known as Laren, the spell stealer. She is a horrible creature, a boogeyman to a lot of casters. She is known to steal spells out of casters' heads, and once they are removed, they can never be replaced. The spell slot can never be regained, and the spell can never be relearned. So if you knew Magic Missile and she were to visit you and steal the spell from your mind, you would never be able to learn Magic Missile again. She is believed to be a myth, a folklore type monster, but not something tangible. So to see a representation of her outside of a storybook or something is very weird.
seeing how I've already found truths today, or like X-File versions of the truth is out there, I'm going to be very freaked out at this point and share not only that knowledge, but that this shouldn't be.
Yeah. So that would be, Jim, you want to pop me a roll? You've got religion, planes, and nature.
Okay. 14 on religion.
All right. There we go. This will give you some information about the blindfolded female with the long dark hair at the top of the hierarchy. She is known as Mistress Z, a personification of lust. She is known as the Corruptor. Her body appears to whoever is looking at it as their ideal of perfection and beauty. She is known to tantalize and tease religious members of any alignment, toying with them and allowing them the opportunity to win her favor by giving her secrets. Normally in the stories about her, because she is considered to be just a folk character, a boogeyman, if you will, normally the stories about her, she is in her final, most carnal acts. As they are being carried out, they are normally carried out in a place that would cause the person who is engaging with her, or persons who are engaging with her in such a carnal act, to profane their own faith or religion, losing their power and connection to their God in an act of supplication to her. After that, she casts them aside, and they are left wallowing in the guilt of their own actions. And most of them in these folklores and stories of the boogeyman and such take their own lives.
Wow. Like an ultra succubus almost.
Essentially, yes. Literally the personification of lust.
Okay, well, I impart that to the rest of the party.
Anybody got a nature or planes roll they want to pop me?
I can throw the planes.
Okay. All right. The Fae with the emaciated face and the sunken in eyes, he is known as Wendigo. Most of those who venture into the elemental planes of water or air, they hear tale of him as like a boogeyman creature. He is an emaciated beast that is gaunt and horned. It is said that no matter how much gluttony consumes, he is never full. The gashes and scarification on his cheeks and chin are from him trying to consume bones, scales, weapons, anything he can fit into his mouth he tries to consume to try to satiate his hunger. But he is normally considered the boogeyman of the frozen wilds, of the wild places in the north. Although, once again, a representation of a folklore boogeyman character, not something that anybody would believe to be real. And we got one more roll if anybody wants to make it for nature and see if you can...
I'll have a go.
All right.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
He got, literally, got it by one. Got it by one. Now, the reason you're going to know this is because you've spent a lot of time on the fringes of Cinderfall, making rounds. In Maya, there are those who fear a beast known as the Tarrasque. Now, I'm sure as gamers you're all familiar with the Tarrasque, or as some people call it, the Tarrasque. It's a large beast of destruction. It's the unbeatable monster, right? It's the thing that cannot be stopped. The only reason in Maya that people fear this thing is because not all of them have heard of Wrath, the Leaf Hunter, a being of pure, unbridled rage. The beast with the owlbear skull, it is said that there is no force across the plains that is known to be able to stop this manifestation of rage once it has been placed into motion. Save, and as silly as this sounds, because once again, these are all fables and folk stories, save for Nightfall, because Wrath is scared of the dark.
Okay, I'll relay that.
Alright. So all that right. gives you of the seven, you have the blindfolded beautiful female with the long dark hair is lust. The draconic female with a slash across her face is greed.
Wendigo.
The emaciated fey male with sunken in eyes is gluttony. And the
Never mind.
What?
I don't want to metagame here. Sorry.
Okay. And the massive owlbear skull with the eyes of a man and the string of bones around his neck is wrath.
Have we heard these tales before?
I mean, everybody has heard folk stories. They would be like Aesop's fables, or you know, the chicken who says the sky is falling. Chicken
things leaves. You say to your kids to make them go to bed.
Right.
Did this once belong to Kevin Spacey?
What's yeah. the box? So yeah, it wouldn't be too far fetched for us to go, start to put things together and go. Oh, so one of these has to be pride. Okay.
Envy,
yeah. And sloth. Yeah.
Greed.
Greed we got.
Got greed.
That's the draconic.
The spell stealer.
Laren.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it common for hags to be into these kind of fables?
No. No, it's actually super uncommon. Super uncommon. Hags are very pragmatic. They are very they don't take joy in things other than torture. They don't take joy in things other than blighting. So for this would be the equivalent of some sort of horrible butcher monster carrying a where is the bear or hop on pop. Unless the where is the bear actually led them to some sort of demonic bear beast that would consume the flesh of the children. Like this seems incredibly out of place for some sort of folklore type manifestation to be on an item that would be carried by such a dark and horrid creature.
I'd ask her an idea then. Like, why would she be carrying this kind of thing around before you guys didn't believe in this nonsense?
It makes me think that the only reason that she might is that it's magical, or the weapon that was in it was maybe magical.
Do you want to try it, huh?
I'm not touching that.
A lesson.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Kids, we've learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Does someone want to detect magic on it?
That's a good idea. I don't have detect magic though.
I'll detect magic.
I'll do it.
Let's all detect magic.
Right on.
Find it.
I just kick some dirt on it. Right. Magic extent.
No more magic.
It's obfuscated.
Good word. We got a 14 on that one. We got a 21 there.
Ooh.
All right. Ravy, the gentleman with the hawk on his shoulder, the hawk is Solarian in nature.
Okay.
Allegan, you can look in the tooling of the leather and see as it spirals out that if you could study it and maybe had some sort of decoder, you might be able to make out the names of the entities shown here. This is some sort of warding binding magic, and something was removed from this scabbard.
Oh, something. Boy.
Something. Oh. That, yeah.
Yeah, because there's Solarian on it. There wouldn't be Solarian on it for no reason.
Yeah.
Was this hag's name Pandora? Is this like Pandora's scabbard? We're just
it's very... I'm doing a good job as a storyteller, if that's what you're picking up, my friend. That's all I can say there.
Also, the drag marks, the way that they're drawn on the map, they're slashing inward.
She came from down this tunnel.
I say yep. We should keep going.
Well,
I also want to look and see if there's any footprints. Did these wood people fight her? And is that how they died?
There are ashen footprints leading out of this tunnel.
Okay.
Across this threshold.
And do they look like the same footprints that the dead person would have?
No.
No. Okay.
And yes, it does look like she was fighting them.
Okay.
There's another player involved in this, probably.
Yeah, which still could have been a hag, though.
Methinks we're not alone.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that these tree things were maybe protecting these runes to keep something in. Maybe this hag was trying to release whatever's been bound in this area.
Oh.
This sounds like a pretty damn good theory.
Seems like a good surmise. Obviously, yeah. He is the crime solver of the group.
That is the constable right there.
Yep.
So do we leave and follow the tracks, or do we see if we can find some evidence as to what we're maybe going to face?
I would say we find out what has been released.
I think we might have a good idea here with the scabbard. It seems to be the scabbard of foreshadowing.
I don't want to pick it up.
Don't pick it up.
You mentioned maybe with a decoder I could figure this out. Would that be an actual like device I would need, or would this be like if you study it?
It looks like if you do it right, you can activate whatever the hawk does.
The hawk is Solarian, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel. I just realized, just from what he said, I pick up the vial. Does the vial look any different? The vial of gross stuff.
Yep.
Does it look less sickly?
It does. It looks like it's been completely purified.
Okay, what a relief. All right, I put it back in my pouch. I'll let people know when it seems important, but right now this seems more important.
I say let's go down the hall.
And the... I didn't get anything about what the hawk will activate from the tech magic, just that it was hilarious.
It's old magic, dude.
Okay.
It's old magic. This is ancient magic, man. Cross-realm craziness.
And... You said this held a greatsword?
Yeah.
So how big is it?
It's about as tall as you are.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I thought.
Remember, he's a gnome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if Ravy wants to go on, I guess I'll follow behind.
Do you want me to take a point?
You are quick.
Book nerd take point. I'll just cast flare again.
But at least we'll be able to see everything.
All right, y'all are leaving Allegan. I'm gonna take you guys up here. If you let me know what you do with that scabbard, man.
Just up and dipped.
I say we'll pick it up on the way back.
Allegan, hurry up!
Pick it up on the way back. I hope we're coming back.
I hope we don't die once someone picks it up.
Hey, Allegan, just grab the sword scabbard as big as you are.
After what happened in Idia, I don't think I'm going to be picking up anything in this tree.
Okay. The rough-hewn natural hallway leads to stone walls. What it actually seems like is that this tree itself grew over this room. So...
Oh, wow.
It would be as if you're looking at a room about, you know, this size, which would be 40 by 30, a room this size that a tree grew over. So there was something here, a structure that was here before the tree grew on it.
So it must be impossibly old.
Right. The stone is golden in color. It is like tangible daylight. It is unlike anything you've seen before, save that the fact that it is the antithesis of the stone that occasionally haunts your nightmares.
Darcy. So,
exactly. This is never before been seen in Maya by any PCs. This is Daystone. And the opposite of Starstone. It is as if you are looking at the surface of the sun. Not as blinding, but with the same sort of warmth and radiance that the sun would have. So this kind of rolling celestial light without the darkness of space around it.
Is it a physical warmth or more like an emotional?
It is a physical warmth. There's an emotional warmth as well. It is not enough that it'll burn you, but it is a physical, you can feel it. It is probably at least 30 degrees warm.
Wow.
Yeah. There are weird ash footprints walking out of the room. Not like literally walking as you're looking, but that are coming out of the room.
One set?
Just one set.
It's a cell?
How big?
Large.
Large. Mm-hmm. Are they the same size as what I saw?
Yeah, they're the ash footprints from before. Yeah.
Okay.
So walking into the room, in the center of the room is a raised dais, upon which sits a large and somber statue of a shrouded humanoid figure. The figure appears to be sitting upon some sort of chair or throne, but everything save for the tips of its large feet are totally obscured by the massive billowing cloak carved from a dark iron. Where the cloak forms a hood, there seems to be no face, neck, or chest visible. To look upon it doesn't require any kind of saves, but it is very unnerving, and you feel uneasy in the presence of the statue. The strangest thing to you as you look at the statue is that the cavernous hole where the hood and chest form of this statue seems to be depth, space, void. It seems to be almost like a window that is impossibly large, looking into a vast area on the other side of this opening. Although the statue itself is not that large. So when you walk, you know, looking at one side of the statue, you see the kind of the back where the cloak is, maybe it's, you know, 5 feet, but looking head on into the darkness, it is as if you are looking into unfathomable space.
I'm going to make a bit of a deduction here, guys. Whatever this thing is bad. Clearly. It's been saved in here to be kept in here. That globe we saw, if this is some old druid thing, those things on that globe might be these things, and there's more of these kind of temple chambers around the globe, and someone's setting them free.
That so might be what was moving toward the ice coast as well.
So we should maybe jot down where those things are heading. So
I
know that there's some scary shit running around.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can take that map. Like, how big was it?
It was about the size of a dinner plate. There, the corners of the room seem to be kind of dark and ash-filled, even though the walls are made of this kind of a radiant light. But you can see a figure in the ash here. Right there. You see a figure in the ash. All right. Ravi, same thing, right here in this corner. Something is slumped in the ash.
Oh, no.
Jim, looking into the void, there's a feeling that the nothingness might not be empty. It's not like something's coming through, but you just get the sense that maybe this is some sort of doorway to a empty space that may no longer contain what was held here.
We have ashen footprints going out of this room.
Dead hag, a mythological scabbard.
And then something that has escaped from its prison, it seems. Now, as a blacksmith, am I familiar with this dark iron? that you mentioned?
Yes, actually, you are. This is Primal Iron. So it smells like blood and old earth, and it radiates a sense of ease and calm to anybody that touches it. It is incredibly dangerous to Fae, or anybody that has anybody that takes damage from cold iron. Anything that's hurt by cold iron would be burned by this. It is said that the dragon lords were hunting the Fae in the before times, they would craft weapons out of this sort of thing to bind them and supplicate them, keeping them as slaves. So this is old. You can't really find this stuff everywhere. And it took some serious craftsmanship to make this.
Well, I would imagine.
Matavis, there's something in the corner.
I've seen one too. I've drawn my sword and like just cut in between the figure just in case it moves.
Okay. How close are you going to get to it?
This close.
Alright. It's not moving.
I'm growing closer to mine.
It's not moving.
I'm going to poke it.
It's a suit of armor. It looks horrible.
Not putting it on.
The right arm has been crushed beyond repair. The left arm is mangled. In its left hand, it holds the gauntlet of what looks like a different suit of armor completely. The suit seems to be crafted out of iron and wood, overlaid with obsidian enamel. The helm resembles a full plate helmet with two eye slits, but the face shield is overlaid with obsidian enamel. It seems to resemble a stylized angelic face of a genderless nature. And it's in a heap against the wall.
Ogun, you might want to come take a look at this.
I think I will.
Having been from Fandral, would I be at all familiar with Daystone?
No. Daystone was a myth.
Okay.
Yeah, Daystone is never, literally, like, nobody's seen it.
This place is freaking me out.
This place is very freaky.
I'm looking at the suit of armor, and as a blacksmith, I'm looking at the craftsmanship and like where it might have originated from, what style it is, anything I can glean.
This suit of armor would make... They're unlike anything you've seen. It's the craftsmanship is beyond reproach. It makes masterwork look like rooting in the dirt with a stick.
Wow.
Yeah, this armor is impeccably crafted.
In all my years as a smith, I've never seen such armor before.
No, you've heard of suits of armor like this in lore, but not. I mean, something like this would be something that a god would wear. This is not something that you just see. So this, and it looks like it's just been decimated.
It wouldn't be worth it. It couldn't be repaired or reused or anything.
I mean, it's pretty awesome craftsmanship. You think if you could scrap enough of it together, you could probably repair it to some degree.
I'm afraid to touch it after what happened in Ignite as well.
I'll go look in my corner as well.
All right. Your corner is another suit of armor. It looks very worse for wear. The left arm has been completely torn off. The suit seems to be crafted out of steel and wood and overlaid with ivory enamel. In the right hand sits the pommel of a short sword carved out of ivory and set with a cracked rose-colored quartz indention where the blade would be. The helmet resembles a full plate helm with face shield, but the face shield is overlaid with ivory enamel to resemble a stylized skull. In the chest of this suit of armor, it looks like somebody has reached in and pulled the person who was wearing the suit of armor out. And you can see through the hole in the chest where the back of the back plate of armor would be. On the inside, there is a small ivory pawn.
Can I try and dislodge Well, I'll poke it with my sword.
Yeah.
Very gently.
It looks like, are you familiar with a game of chess?
Yeah.
It looks like a chess piece. A small ivory pawn.
Can I kind of like get it out by balancing it on the end of my sword?
No.
So it's proper lodged in there.
Looks like you'd have to reach in there and grab it.
No.
Ooh. I'm probably gonna sacrifice a part of my anatomy here. Well, I can use my tail to pick up objects.
All right.
So I will do that.
You tentatively stick your tail in there.
I'm kind of like posed if anything attacks to like.
You jimmy it around and you pop out a small ivory pawn. And the suit of armor crumbles to dust.
Sorry, Ogun.
No, Ogun's got the other suit on the other side.
No, so I've got the obsidian on my side. I'm going to cast a detect magic on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look for a chess piece.
First, I'm going to cast detect magic. I rolled an 18.
All right. Yes, magic. All of it. Every single fucking piece of this thing is magical in every conceivable way. Every type of imaginable magic, from natural-based to divine-based to arcane-based to things you don't even begin to comprehend, this is magic. It is literally like somebody forged magic.
Wow. Well, in my professional capacity, of course, I'm fascinated. But in my adventuring capacity, I am scared. So I'm going to tap it with my hammer.
It rings true. It sounds like the steel is, or the metal is perfectly honed.
Well, fortune. Go ahead.
While Ogun taps the armor, I want to know what's on the backside of the statue.
Okay. As you're walking around the back of the statue, you see two corpses of what you can only assume were the persons in the suits of armor. They have been pulled from their shells and look as if they have been drained of life. Their skin is stretched over their bones. You want to throw any kind of healing, medical, or knowledge nature?
I can throw knowledge nature.
Okay. They've been emaciated, but you're not entirely sure why. Something's weird though. You feel like you haven't fully.
I'm gonna call over Nydia.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So I come over. A little wary. All right.
Steer clear of that statue if I were you.
I'm against the wall as much as I can be. So what am I looking at?
Two corpses. They look to have been exsanguinated. They look as if they were pulled out of suits of armor and completely drained of every single drop of blood in them.
Are they human?
So would that be a survival check for me to like discern stuff like that, and also what could have drained them?
You're gonna have to throw me survival or knowledge nature to get any more information than that.
How's that? A 27.
Shit, that's fine. one was an elf. One was a human. And they have what appear to be gash marks across the neck and chest, where it seems that their blood was completely drained from their bodies, emaciating them.
Like a slash or a puncture?
More of a bite. More of a puncture.
With that 27, do I get any ideas to what kind of animal or creature could have done it?
I mean, you guys are living in a world of myth right now, so sure, it might be a vampire, even though those are things you're looking for. But could easily have, I mean, shit, if you're going to be encountering all sorts of craziness like you are here, Could be something like that.
So maybe something we have come across before, or no?
No, no. Vampires aren't normally seen in Maya.
Okay.
As I look over the body, I tell
Ravy, you know, each and everything that I see.
I have a very, very specific thing I need to know right now. Matibis, okay. What are you doing with that chess piece?
I've always seen the bodies.
You're gonna do what?
After seeing it crumple, I would put it down.
You're gonna just put the chess piece on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just need to know where the chess piece is at all times. It's very important. I need to know where that thing is. Important to me.
I'm going to pick up the armor.
Okay. It's feather light.
Does it jingle? Like something's in it?
Nope.
Elf sized or human sized?
Human sized.
This may be of some use to us. I might be able to mend this. I have a spell called Make Whole that I could mend.
Don't cast any magic in it.
It says I can fix destroyed magic items if my caster level is twice that of the item, but I'm getting the feeling this is more powerful than even my magic.
Caster level is twice of the item. You're 7, you're 14. Yeah, it's not twice the level of the item.
And it says feather light, but nothing happens as I pick it up?
I mean, it moves like armor would move. Mm. But it literally weighs nothing. Like, you could hold it in one hand. It weighs...
Is there a black pawn inside of it?
There's a black pawn on the back of it.
I'm wondering if this is a construct or if this is something we could use.
Oh, it's clearly not a construct. This is a suit of armor.
Okay, I'm going to take it with us.
Okay. The armor's name...
It's got a name tag. Someone wrote their name on it.
I'm going to give you this stuff for...
Name is Ralph.
Do you have... Well, you have Detect Magic, so you'd be able to read it.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the back where the pawn is, in a semicircle across the top of the black pawn, it says, as it were, and in a semicircle underneath the black pawn, it says, as it will be.
I don't know if I should put this armor on, but I definitely don't want to leave it here. Let me see if this says anything. I roll a 13 on Knowledge Arcana. I guess it isn't going to let me know anything.
Yeah, it's activation words. Those are two clear activation words. One does one thing and one does something else.
Octavius, did you pick up the pawn?
I did, and the suit crumbled, and I put it down.
With your bare hands or with your sword?
My tail.
With his tail.
I can afford to lose that. Well, I'm part of it.
I don't think we can afford to lose anything else right about now, or gain more eyeballs, but...
I'm tempted to flick it out of the room to see what happens.
No, let's wait a moment.
As it was, as it will be.
You stayed out loud? You said it. You said it.
Whoops, I guess I did it. Oh no.
I heard you say it.
Okay.
I heard you say it.
Okay, alright, all right. I'll take my punishment.
You said it.
I did. Okay. You're right. Yeah, I can't argue. I did.
Okay. When you say, as it were, the entire suit of armor shifts, moves, and slides around until it resembles a small ebony buckler. With a iridescent pawn, black pawn, on the front of it.
And then when I said the other thing, it went back to armor?
Unfolds back to the mangled armor that is in bad need of repair.
Okay, I say as it were again.
And it folds back into a buckler.
Now, is the buckler also like in need of repair? Is it all beat up or anything, or is it?
It's a +5 buckler.
Ogun. Is there any words on this pond?
The words are written on the back of the armor.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Decipher the dust.
I'll pick up the pawn and just say, as you were.
Nothing happens. It is a white ivory pawn. If you know anything about chess, it has a specific number. It is 2A.
Can I detect magic on the pawn?
Yeah, you almost go blind.
Whoa.
Oh, I got a new shield. All right.
I've started my chess set.
I'm nearly blind.
Yeah, that's no joke magic. We're not even like, haha, that's really silly and folklore magic. No, that's no joke magic right there, people.
That's more magic than we've ever seen in a single
episode. That's more magic than anybody's seen. Well, there's been one party that's seen that magic before.
Party that
dead.
Died.
They're dead here. Over there.
They partied hard.
Yeah, they did.
I put the pawn back on the floor. I'm kind of reluctant to take stuff out of the room. Maybe I'll throw it out the room first, see what happens.
Anton, are you talking about mythological creatures that are people that we know about? Adventurers?
Yes.
History, like folklore, like perhaps I've read this childish tale.
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna roll knowledge history.
There's a folklore organization who bore a similar name.
Yes, ma'am.
Indeed.
Oh my gosh! The chessmen.
Oh!
So, the chessmen were trying to probably keep this in and were killed. And they're meant to be the best of the best. So I think we should stop touching stuff.
So we've got druids that before we walked in here, we thought they were myths.
Never existed.
And now there's the possibility that the chessmen actually existed.
Don't forget the evil manifestations on the scabbard we found that were supposed to be folk tales as well.
Speaking of scabbards, what is Allegan doing?
Oh yeah, I've been trying to do a knowledge planes on that statue.
Oh yeah, that's a door. That's a door to the elemental plane of void. With 26? Okay. Yeah, 100%. That's a doorway directly.
That's a bad.
That's a doorway directly to the elemental plane of void.
Well, let's
avoid
not go down
negative there. Energy.
Yeah.
Not going.
Yeah. And we're in a room that is emitting a soft, warm
positive.
Light.
Yeah.
Positive energy.
I believe somebody earlier said a cell. I think you've all put that together.
Yes. Yeah. I said it looks like a cell.
But it's not holding anybody in now.
No.
So then I'm going to go back and check out these runes.
Okay.
That we kind of glossed over.
Yeah, those kind of got left by the wayside, didn't they?
Yeah. So let's... You know what? I'm going to give this one more try.
Okay.
Let's do... that.
Oh, read magic.
Read magic. Okay.
That's what cool. I was trying to do earlier, and I clicked the wrong dealie.
All right. I'm gonna tell you something that's vastly important to the whole situation right now. It may open some eyes. Let me get back to the top part of my notes. Hold on. Let's just put all these balls in the motion. All right. You're looking at the runes that are on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're runes that are meant... They're manifestation runes that are keeping in the thing that's inside of them. All of the runes have been messed with, marked out, scuffed up, allowing what was being kept inside out. Looking at the scabbard, you're seeing a representation of 5 of the 7 individuals on the scabbard are represented on the runes on the ground. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, right there, and 5.
And
these five runes have been disturbed. If you're looking at the scabbard, remember I said you saw sigils next to the kind of inlaid with the leather tooling?
Mm-hmm.
Blindfolded beautiful female fae with long dark hair.
Okay.
Draconic female with slash running across her face.
Damn.
Stone-faced male fae with bushy beard. Three-eyed female fae with short spikes for hair and filed teeth. And emaciated fae male with shrunken in eyes and jagged marks across his lip and chin.
You said the three-eyed fae and a bushy beard fae?
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't able to figure out which sins or what stories were connected to those two.
Right.
The three-eyed and the bushy beard. Okay. And are there two other sigils somewhere in the room?
So we have. There's two that we don't know what they go to. What about the other three? Is it greed,
so,
lust, gluttony, or wrath?
Wrath and one of the unidentified ones don't have a sigil in this room. And so they are either intact or their sigil is something else, maybe.
Or they don't exist.
Or they weren't kept here. Remember, there are those other places on the map.
Yeah, but there are three places highlighted. We've got five disturbed sigils. And those two that we couldn't, Wrath and the one we couldn't identify, are right next to each other on the scabbard. They're the only two that are hanging out together.
And one has a Solarian seal on it.
And I think, what is Solarian seal?
We're in a Solarian place, right? Right now?
Ravi has one. It's what she uses to call her manifestation. It's what she said that the owl was manifesting from.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
So activating a Solarian seal seems to create some sort of avian manifestation.
So far, there's only one set of footprints leading out of here.
Yep.
That could mean that more of these creatures could come out of this statue. If each of these, like, each of these sigils is holding somebody in. Right?
Well, Al again just discovered that those five sigils that are on the floor that have been wrecked were each a sigil holding something in.
Holding something, but not necessarily wrath, gluttony, greed, or love.
Right, but you guys, I want to mess with the scabbard.
Go for it.
Let's get out of the room first.
Yeah.
Before we leave, is there anything in the back corner?
Nah, there's nothing in the back corner.
Okay.
I'm going to leave the armor and... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll take the chest piece with me.
Okay. Put it on your character sheet.
Can I instruct...
I'm going to...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to say I'm going to leave the armor in its shield form since it'll be easier to carry that way.
Okay.
And carry it with me.
Okay.
Out of the room. Hopefully I won't explode.
You do not explode.
Excellent. I'm going to get on the other side of these sigils, though. I'll tell you that much.
It's 7A. You got that note, right?
I did.
Okay.
A2 and 7A, right?
A2 and 7A. What are you doing with the scabbard?
Well, I'm going to pick it up first.
Okay.
And I'm just going to study it. You know what? Let me see if my book has anything that might help.
Okay.
So I'm going to put the scabbard down. I'm going to bust up in my book next to it. Away from the hag.
Okay.
And what did you
need?
I'm
going to pick it up and shake it.
Whoops.
While it's upside down.
You shake it.
Yes.
All right. Allian, you're flipping through your book, and you don't get any knowledge or anything out of it. And you all hear a clinking sound, as if someone dropped a large coin into the dirt. Something has fallen out of this cavern.
Oh boy.
Hey, I look at the coin.
Oh, it's not a coin. It's not a coin.
Oh,
it just
what?
sounded like a large coin.
Oh, okay.
It looks kind of like a maple leaf. It's carved out of silver.
I will check it out.
It's a silver leaf. It looks like a leaf made of silver, but it feels like a natural leaf, as if some sort of tree grew leaves made of silver.
So it's like thin.
Yep. But heavy.
But it's heavy because it clanked at my feet. Because you know me, I just picked it up and just flipped it upside down, so.
Does it seem to be reacting at all to the scabbard?
Just the area where the manifestation of the hawk would be.
I will hold the leaf to the manifestation.
And gossamer threads begin to spread out into the air as a hawk is formed out of light. And now there is a hunter's hawk, if you will, standing upon the ground looking at the leaf. It looks at you, and it looks at the leaf, and it looks at you. And if a hawk could look at you and say, "Ah, dude, you're fucked."
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That's what happens as the hawk takes to the air and flies out of the room. As quickly as a hawk flies.
That was not good.
And that's where we're going to end it for the night.
See, I touch the things, and things don't go wrong, but then you touch the things.
It's going to go a million ways. That's not the way I thought it was going to go. So that's interesting. But really funny. I mean,
it's not a good thing.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, not usually.
This could have gone a million ways. That's not where I expected it to go. This is going to throw all sorts of interesting wrenches into situations, but I like where we are right now.
I've already got a cosmic fey hag, so I'm just saying.
you got all sorts of cave to explore still.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a whole lot, guys.
Still got a Lord of Chains that's waiting to talk to us.
Yeah, there's still a Lord of Chains.
There's
a whole walled city that you guys haven't even gotten to yet. And, you know, and clearly the father is still at the door, so we don't even know if the hawk's going to be able to get out.
Listen, I'm just saying I still have my hands, so I'm very appreciative at this point.
Count your blessings.
Seriously. I rolled a one earlier. I could have lost everything.
but I mean, killer game. I'm gonna stop recording now. You all are amazing. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.